With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The development workshop Namibia has set up a relief fund to help families who lost their homes and belongings in recent floods. The organization is asking for donations from individuals and groups to support affected communities. The funds will be used to rebuild homes in safer areas, strengthen buildings, and provide essentials like clothes, bedding, school books, and temporary shelter. Country Director Jessica Brown has more.
Development Workshop is one of the largest NGOs in the country, and we already work across 20 towns and with a mandate to support informal settlements and to support the eradication of informal settlements, but also to work with those communities living in the informal settlements. We want to be able to very quickly respond to this and help to get people back on track. So we are asking fellow Namibians to please make a financial donation. We are also very closely partnered with organizations in the informal settlements, and our own community outreach workers based in informal settlements are currently on the ground doing needs assessments to get a clear picture of where the highest need is in terms of the support and how the support should be tailored.
The weekend's heavy rainfall has caused significant damage to houses in Windhoek, especially to informal settlements in the areas of Ochomuise, Havana, and Greenwell Matongo. Residents are frustrated by the constant need for repairs due to frequent rains. Structural damage has been widespread, but no injuries or fatalities have been reported, according to City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenya.
The impact of the rain has affected about 282 households, of which 8 were washed away completely, and 1,189 are the affected people. We are busy with the relocation plans. The 282 households that are affected, most of those households were already affected by previous flash floods. They were previously temporarily relocated. Some are new households that occupied the space that we removed people from those areas. If you are told not to erect your structure in the riverbeds, please don't do it. Then we will find ourselves in a similar situation again next year.
Separately, the 2024 Global Water Monitor report has highlighted the escalating impact of climate change on the water cycle amid the increase in extreme weather events worldwide. Record rainfall and severe droughts have caused devastating floods and water shortages, displacing millions and causing billions in damage. The report asks for urgent action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and said there is a need for stronger infrastructure and better preparedness. South Africa's government is monitoring the situation in China using its event-based surveillance. China is experiencing a rise in respiratory illnesses, particularly the flu and human metapneumovirus, or HMPV. SA's Department of Health spokesperson Foster Mohale says it's the normal respiratory season in China, but with a later start than expected.
In South Africa, we will continue with our routine surveillance and public health communications and act on any new information or alerts. Therefore, there's no need for public to panic, and the department, working closely with the NICD, will keep the public up to date as and when there are new developments.
And Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is likely to announce his resignation in the coming days. Sources have told Reuters and Canada's Globe and Mail that the 53-year-old could announce as early as today that he would quit as leader of Canada's ruling Liberal Party. Although no final decision has been made, sources expect an announcement before an emergency meeting of Liberal politicians on Wednesday. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.